أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا صدق الله العظيم. After Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam descends, and he will descend at a time when Hazrat Mahdi is preparing to meet the forces of Dajjal, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will join him, and at a place called Lud or Bab Lud. Now when you look at this Bab Lud, in most of the classical works of our ulama, they say it is in the Levant in ancient Syria, but today's discovery is that Bab Lud is in Tel Aviv, very near the airport. Now whatever the case may be, wherever this place is, it is over there that Hazrat Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam will overcome Dajjal, overpower him, and Dajjal will be killed by Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then we will find that that will be the end of the fitna of Dajjal. Coming back to Surah Kahf, we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicting the picture of the day of Qiyamah, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ, that the whole of mankind will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in rows, in safs. The next Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ, then the kitab, the book will be placed, will be given, فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, then you see the mujrimeen, the criminals, in other words, those who had done wrong, either the disbelievers or those who believed, but of course they had broken the commandments of Allah, mushfiqeen, they will be in a state of fear, mimma fihi, because of that which is in the kitab itself. In other words, they will realize and understand that the bad deeds, the ill deeds, were far more than the good deeds. وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. At that time they will say, destruction be upon us. What has happened to us with regards to this book, that is the book of deeds, la yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha, it has not left out any small or big deed, but it has enlisted and enumerated it into this book. Today in this world, sometimes we think a good deed may be a very small good deed because it seems to be very, very easy. But that will also be in the book of deeds. Sometimes a wrong to us, it may seem to be a very small wrong. And the result is we overlook it and we trivialize that wrong. But there in the book of deeds, it will be listed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that will be enlisted and that will be presented to a person at that time. It will be at that time that those ill deeds that we trivialize will now seem to be very, very big deeds and very, very severe wrongs in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا, and they will find whatever they had practiced upon all present over them. Now there is one riwayat and one narration that shows that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying everything will be present, but there is one narration that there will be certain things that will not be present, certain good deeds that won't be present. And then they will question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, this and that good deed that I carried out and that is not in my book of deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that person that, listen, on a certain date at a certain time you had wronged such and such a person and I have already moved it out of your account into that person's account. The EFT is not only in this world, it will be there also, that electronic transfer had taken place already, and that is why sometimes it may not be worth with troubling and becoming a means of difficulty for other people. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes his ayat by saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your Rabb, does not wrong, does not transgress anyone, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The ulama has stated that insofar as the disbelievers are concerned, there will be adl and there will be justice. For the believers, for us, there is hope inshallah that there may not be adl, but we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his ma'amala and his dealings with us will be one of fadl, and that is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.